He followed Mark back to the church's entrance, and they stepped out onto the porch. Above the door was a stone-carved box upon which words were painted. Malone strained to make out the letters. Regnum mundi et omnem ornatum scoculi contempsi, propter honorem domini mei Jesu Christi, quem vidi, quem amavi, in quem cremini, quem dilexi. Translated, it means, I have had contempt for the kingdom of this world and all temporal adornments, because of the love of my Lord Jesus Christ, whom I saw, whom I loved, in whom I believed, and whom I worshipped. On its face, it's an interesting statement, but there are some conspicuous errors. Mark motioned. The words seculi, amorum, quem, and crediti are all misspelled. Saunier spent a sizable sum at the time for this, yet he allowed the misspellings to remain. It would have been easy to repair them. The inscription is not biblical. It was a responsory written by a man named John Taller early in the 14th century. Responsories were prayers or poems used between scriptural readings, and Taller was well known in Saunier's time. So it's possible Saunier simply liked the phrase, but it's pretty unusual. Malone agreed. The misspellings could shed some light on why Saunier used it. The painted words are quem cremini, in whom I believed, but the word should have been crediti. Yet Saunier allowed the misspelling. Could that mean that he did not believe in him? And then the most interesting of all, quem vidi, whom I saw. Malone instantly saw the significance. Whatever Saunier found led him to Christ, whom he saw. That's what Dad thought, and I agree. Saunier seemed unable to resist sending messages. The whole place is one of reversals. Mark led him away from the entrance. They stopped in front of the garden with the Visigoth pillar and statue of the Virgin. Mark pointed to the Visigoth pillar a few feet away. Upside down, notice the cross and the carvings on the face? Malone studied the face. Saunier inverted the pillar before carving Mission 1891 at the bottom and Penitence, Penitence along the top. Malone noticed a V with a circle at its center in the bottom right corner. He cocked his head around and envisioned the image inverted. Alpha and Omega? He asked. Some think so. Dad did. Another name for Christ. That's right. Why did Saunier turn the pillar upside down? No one has come up with a good reason.